विद्या विमोहित अमति वसमायालम प्रज्ञान जरिकमती मधुपुष्पिताया वैतान के महति कर मणि विद्यमान।
तो सिद्धस्वामी से एज ए फिजिशियन विदाउट नोइंग द प्रेजेंस ऑफ मृतसंजीवनी इन आयुर्वेदिक मेडिसिन सिस्टम देयर इज अ मेडिसिन विच इज कॉल्ड मृतसंजीवनी। मृतसंजीवनी मृता मीन्स डेड एंड संजीवनी मीन्स गिविंग लाइफ। Dead man can get life by drinking that medicine. It is a strong tonic. It is still used in Ayurvedic medicine. Some of the biggest manufacturers of Ayurvedic medicine, they prepare and it has a good sale. So, it may not be exactly the same mitosanjavani, but it is very well known. The Siddhaswami says, just like one, a person is suffering from fever, so according to Ayurvedic medicine, trikoku. Tri means tree and koku means bitter. Trikoku, just like neem, fruit, calmes and sirata, they are prescribed very bitter trees. So, Siddhaswami, this is example. So, without knowing that there is a very nice medicine, mṛtasanjīvanī, they take so many troublesome medicines. Similarly, the great stalwart leaders of religious principles, without knowing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they take to so many troublesome multi-ritualistic ceremonies. Vinshati Prakar Dharma Shastra. There are 20 kinds of Dharma Shastra composed by Manu Parashar. And others, they are very difficult. All of them are meant for counteracting our sinful life. This, as you have explained, material life is so arranged that if we do not like to commit some sin, in course of your life, there will be sinful reaction. Just like we sing the prayers of Vishnu Chakravarti, Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka. This world is so situated that there is a blazing fire always in this material world. Even if you do not want, still that fire is there. Somebody wants blazing fire, Dhavanala. Dhavanala means forest fire. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest, but it takes place. Similarly, this material world is also like that. Nobody wants, but it's still a miserable condition of life. Coming, just like in Calcutta. Nobody wanted the naturalized disturbance, but it has come. There are so many troubles, and why this happens? Because there are unconscious activities of sinful life. Just like we are walking on the street, unconsciously we are killing so many small ants and insects. Unconsciously. I do not wish to kill. But we are having
situated. We are being situated in material condition of life. We are unconsciously killing so many living entities. Therefore, according to the Vedic rites, the injunction is that one has to perform yogas, sacrifices. And without that sacrifice, he will be liable to be punished for the unconscious killing of a small animal. as such, those who are actually fearful of a sinful reaction of life, they perform yogas. But here it is said that the Mahajans, the great leaders of religion, without knowing this simple method of getting out of sinful life, they take to so many yogas prescribed in the Veda. Prayana Veda Tadidam Mahajanoyam Devya Vimahitamati Vatamayaya. Practically, they were also bewildered by the influence of Maya. They do not know that there is such a medicine. The example is given Mr. Sanjamani. But they take to a bitter medical drug like neem, shiraka and kalme. That is explained by Siddhartha. Mitasannamani visam ajananta ausadam ajananta vaidya roga niraharanaya trikasu nimmadini smaran tatha tayam samma pramukha dadasa vasirekena ayam mahajana ati guddham idam avijya Siddham abhyatyat dadasabdhikam smaranti. So, the great compiler of religious scriptures, headed by Mano and others, without knowing the simple method, they prescribe gorgeous ritualistic ceremonies. Kincha mayadibbalam vimahitam mati ayam jana madhu madhurangata bhavati evam kushvitaya kushvasthanya rathabadi monoharayam sajjana jarijita avilivishta mati jasta atayva mahatyeva karmani agnishtomadau sadhya jujjaman. So, being bewildered by the material or external energy, they take to this gorgeous ceremonies or sacrificial performances. Actually, there is no need. The whole thing is that Siddhartha is giving a stretch very strongly that he can simply chant Hare Krishna mantra without undergoing any ritualistic ceremony. Actually, it is very difficult to understand. Madhavendra Puri, our predecessor, Acharya, he also has a composed a nice verse. He says, my dear Gayatri Mantra, I offer you my respect, but no more I can chant Gayatri Mantra. In this way, taking bath early in the morning, that's a good recommendation for spiritual advancement. But Madhavendra Puri, now I am unable to execute this order. Please excuse me. In this way, he has described to many that last he concludes that I shall sit down somewhere underneath a tree and simply remember Govinda's name. That is absurd. He says, please excuse me, please excuse me, please excuse me. But this Madhavendra's statement is not for the neophyte devotee. We should not imitate Madhavendra. Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the position of Madhavendra Puri, the position of Vairas Thakur, they are different from our position. We should not imitate that because Madhavendra Puri gave up everything and simply concentrated his mind in chanting Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, therefore, I shall also do that. I shall not rise early in the morning. I shall not take bath. I shall not worship the deity. Simply I shall. That is not possible. That is not possible. But, actually, if anyone can chant Hare Krishna mantra, offensively and in devotion and love. That is, the first thing is love, not force. Love. That is called automatically, spontaneous. Spontaneous. That's why Rupa Goswami, he says that how I shall chant Hare Krishna mantra in one tongue? If I had hundreds and thousands of tongues, then I could chant and really what is Hare Krishna mantra. That is a different stage. We should not imitate. But actually this is a fact, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you can get relief from all kinds of performances, ritualistic ceremonies. That is the point said by Siddhar Sam. Evam Vimitra Studio Bhagavati Anante Sarvatmana Vidadhati Khalubhav Yugam Timena Dandam Arhati Arhanti Atajadamishan Shyapasa Sangatadapi Jantu Rugaya Bada. Now, Jamaraj is saying that evam dumistha surya bhagavati anante, one who is so much attached unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he constantly associates with him simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, or by performing the devotional service. Jamaraj does not, I mean, to give only stress on the Hare Krishna mantra. He is giving stress and different process of devotional service. Bhagavati Anante Sarvatmana Vidadhati Khalubhavadu Sarvatmana. Sarvatmana means in all respects. Bhava Yogam means Bhakti Yogam. If anyone seriously takes to Bhakti Yoga process without any reservation, that means Shuddha Bhakti, analyzed devotional service, Anna Vilasika Sundam Jnana Karmagana Abhisham, as we have explained several times, then Evang Dumitra Studio Bhagavati Anante Sarvatmana. There is another verse in the Shri Bhagavatam. Vivasi Bhuta Pranam Sitrinam Nayan Rinina Kinkara Rajan Sarvatmana Jav Saranang Saranang Gato Makandang Parihutra Sarvatmana. This word is very important. Krishna also asked, when he says that giving up all other kinds of engagements, a religious process, simply surrender unto me. That is called Paramatma. With all heart, with all intention, without any reservation, Paramatma, exact meaning. So Jamuna says that one who has taken to devotional service, Paramatma, very seriously and without any deviation, Paramatma vidadati khalu bhavaju, te me na dandam arhanti. They are not, I would say, within the jurisdiction of my punishment. It is clearly said, Jamadanda, those who are devotees, they are out of the jurisdiction of ruling of Jamuna. It is especially stated here, te me na dandam arhanti. They are not liable for my punishment. Even if they commit some mistake or fall down, it's always they commit a very sinister, sinful activity, still they are not under my jurisdiction. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, apite sudurachara bhajate mamanandamha. Sadhuriva samandha. But this concession, there are many other concessions. Krishna says that anyone who is engaged in devotional service, if unintentionally commits some mistake and offense, I excuse. So these are special cases. Not that because Krishna promises to excuse, because Krishna says that even though he has committed such sinful activities, still he is a sadhu. And although Jamuna says that those who are engaged in devotional service, they are out of my jurisdiction of punishment. So we should not take advantage of this conscience. That is it. That is a great offense, greatest offense. Namna palaja sahi pahupuja. These concessions are there for the devotees, but not for intentional committing sinful activities. If by accident, if by previous habit, one commits some mistake or falls down, that is excuse and one should be repentant. By the Lord, I have committed this offense, please excuse me, and one should fast. One should be very much repentant. And then, Krishna is so kind. But he hasn't got to take to the prayaschitta or it's called atonement system. A devotee hasn't got to do that. A devotee is sinful activities, he is excused, and if he is repentant, then he is again elevated to his original position. That is the bhagita of all sastras. And here also the Jamuna says that they may not dhannam arhanti atha jadi amisham sat patakam tadavi hanti urugayabhara. Even if he has committed some sinful activities, because he is chanting the glories of the Lord, and his sinful activity is not taken into account, excuse. Te deva siddha parijita pavitra gatha, je sadhava samadhisa bhagavat prapanya. Bhagavat prapanya. How Jamuna is eulogizing the devotees. Devotees is bhagavat prapanya. Bhagavat means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prapanya means fully surrender. Bhagavat prapanya, the same thing is corroborated here. So this like Krishna says, aham tva sarvapapibha mokhaisa. I shall protect you from all sinful lessons. Because there is declaration by the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, his servant, the executor, the criminal department, Jamuna, he also says says, te divasiddha parijita pavitra gatha. This sadhava samadhisa bhagavat prapanna. A devotee who has fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are worshipped by Devaloka, Siddhaloka. The demigods also, they worship. With so full respect. Now, Krishna says that kāmaśyasya hitajñāna jajanti anna devotee. Those who are worshippers of the demigods, they are bewildered by their lusty desires. And here, Yamaraj says that deva siddha parijita pavitra gatha. And a devotee is worshipped by the deva, demigod. Just try to understand the opposite direction. That those who are ordinarily enthused by lust and greed, they go to worship demigods. But if one becomes a devotee of the Lord, the demigod worships. That is the prerogative of devotees. Siddha. Bhava-yoga. Yes, bhava, this word is bhava-yoga. Bhava means excess. Excess is yoga. The yoga principle by which one comes to the ecstasy, just like sometimes while you are chanting Hare Krishna, you come to the ecstatic point to forget yourself and dance, forget everything, and that is called bhava-yoga. But to the devotee, it appears sometimes. So bhava-yoga, there are astasatic bhava, sometimes crying, sometimes stunned, sometimes questioning. These things come to the devotee. That is not to be practiced artificially. When actually one advances in devotional service, this bhava-yoga, astasatic bhava, vikar, comes into existence. Therefore, the devotional service is known also bhava-yoga. Because time takes the bhava-yoga. Sarvātmā vidhatati khalu bhāva yogam śyāt pāsatam. So, bhāva yogam, bhakti yogam, amishān pātanam na śyādeva yadi śyāt urugāyasya vāda kīrtanam. Actually, a devotee never commits any sinful activity. They're so careful. They are so sober, and they are, because they are protected by Krishna, they never think of acting anything sinful. But sometimes it happens, because this material world, sometimes we are prone to fall down. A devotee, just like Arjuna, he was not willing to kill his kinsman, although he was so much insulted, he was bereft of his kingdom, his wife was insulted. Still he was thinking that, what is the use of killing my family members? Let them enjoy the kingdom. I shall better beg and leave. He was thinking in that way. Because a devotee, the shasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasateshu. A devotee, a pure devotee, is naturally qualified with all good qualities. Automatically, he comes. As he becomes, just like as a man suffering from fever, decreases degree of fever, he becomes healthy. Similarly, with the increase of our degree of devotion and service, naturally, all the good qualities, that is, constitutionally existing in the pure soul. Pure soul, being part and parcel, it is naturally very pure. Veda says, even when a soul is within the material existence, it is not mixed up. It remains always separate. Just like if you put a drop of oil in the water, it does not mix. Although it is in the water, it does not mix. Similarly, the spirit soul, part and parcel of God, Krishna, although in the material world, he does not mix. Therefore, if there is a process, just like a picker, the spot of oil floating in the water, by some process immediately. Similarly, by bhakti yoga process, although the spirit soul is floating in this material ocean, he can be picked up immediately. He can be picked up. Dasamkoyam Purusha, the Veda says that this Purusha, the spirit soul, is always unmixed. Therefore, Mahabhadi philosophers, they say that this material association is simply a bewilderment. Actually, it does not exist. I am Brahma, I am the same. Actually, although I am the same, because I am associating with the different qualities, higher qualities, the lower qualities of the material nature, that association will give me a different position, although I am not mixed up with this material existence. So, Siddhartha Swami says, bhava-yogam bhakti, amishan pātakam na sādeva, yadi sād purugāyasya vāda kīrtanam. The conclusion is, that generally the devotee does not do anything which is sinful, but accidentally, unconsciously, if he does, because he is engaged in chanting or in the devotional service of the Lord, there is no sinful reaction on his life. That is the conclusion. Thank you. Vishnujan is doing very nice. He has printed some literature and is going on enrolling members. So I think this literature should be rendered into Hindi and Bengali. He has picked up from the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely presenting this booklet about the missionary activities of Krishna Consciousness Movement. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is the genuine baby prayer, and he has done it nicely. So I think this should be translated in different languages. Yeah. The selected portion he has picked up from the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is a very nice arrangement. If you simply preach these principles, people will very much appreciate. Where is Giridhar?
No, he was last night, he had to stay up from 9 o'clock till 2 in the morning.
Oh.
So I thought we should
be able to take the opportunity.
idea of the making of first transcendental because superior quality is all the world to get. So why did Krishna call him a fool?
Yes, in spite of our superior qualities, we are always fools. You should know. Don't be papka with your superior quality. You should remain always full. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presents himself as a fool. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents himself before his spiritual master as a fool. But that is a good quality, to remain a fool. Otherwise, he will be papka. So I have learnt everything. My business is finished. So there is throne to fall down again. And this, because Arjuna was addressed as a fool, because Krishna accepted, Arjuna accepted Krishna as a spiritual master. So, a spiritual master has the right, just like father has the right to say like that. So there is nothing wrong. Kirtana, Vishnu, this is chanting and hearing of the glories of Vishnu. Hare Nama Kirtana. So that is the beginning. Devotional service begins from hearing. That unless there is chanting, what you can hear? Savanadi Siddha Chitte. Savanadi. Savan means hearing. That is the beginning of devotional. As you chant and hear, so you become purified more and more. Then your heart becomes clean, Chitada Paramarjana. The whole thing is that we have accumulated so many nasty things in our heart. That has to be moved. It is cleansing process. So chanting Hare Krishna mantra means beginning the cleansing process. Chetadatpuramarjanam bhavmahadavarvivibhavam. Is it clear? Or you have got any questions? Like that? Bhava-yoga. Bhava-yoga and bhakti-yoga is the same thing. As Siddhartha Swami has explained. Bhava. Bhava means the previous stage of pure love for God. Tato bhava, after bhava, when we are always absorbed in thought of Krishna, in ecstasy, that is the immediate previous stage of love of God, love of Krishna. And bhakti yoga means to invoke our dormant love for God. The same thing. We learn from bhava yoga and bhakti yoga. The same thing. And another name of bhakti yoga is buddhi yoga. Actually, yoga means bhakti. But because yoga system has been used in so many other ways, therefore, buddhi yoga, bhava yoga, and bhakti yoga, these terms are used. Buddha bhava samanita. Without bhava yoga, nobody can worship Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhasati iti matya bhajante maam buddha bhava samanita. Bhajante. Bhajante means engaged in devotional action. Why? Na Buddha bhava samanita. Because he is situated in the bhava. What is that bhava? That bhava is Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudhanya. One who is always absorbing thought, one who sees Krishna's energy in everything, that is called bhava. Buddha bhava samanya. How that bhava comes? When one understands clearly that Krishna is the origin of all creation. Sam sarvasya bhavati. Matta sarvam bhavati. Everything is emanating from me. When one understands this fact, in full knowledge, that is called bhava. He sees everything. He does not see anything except Krishna. Savar jangam dashe na dashe tar mukti. He sees the trees and the animals or the man, savar jangam. Everything he sees, but he does not see the tree, but he sees in that tree Krishna. That is bhava. Savar jangam dashe na dashe tar murti, sarvatra suray tar ishtade murti. You follow this Bengali? Yes. Savar. Savar means living entities which does not move, just like trees, plants, creepers. And jangam means those are moving, animals, man. They move. So, a devotee who is actually in bhava state, he may see a tree or an animal or a man, but he does not see the man or tree or the animal. He sees a part and parcel of Krishna. The jivatma. Pandita samadarshana. That is the stage of full knowledge. He does not see the skin or the dress. Just like when we talk with a gentleman, we do not see the dress, we see the person as he is. That is the stage. That is called bhava. Buddha bhava samanita.